To me, dance was something that wasn't intimidating as part of this module. I've always had a really positive experience with dance, and I think this is because when I was younger, my mum put me in all the different dance classes. I've participated in dance ranging from jazz, ballet, modern, tap, and I really enjoyed them. Although, for the best part of my life, I attended an Irish dancing class in the local community centre alongside like my friends that lived in my state. And this became a really big part of my life. I trained 3 times a week for it and I did it for about 10 years. I loved absolutely everything about it, from the competitions to the costumes, wigs, rehearsals, travelling. And I found it a very rewardable experience as a child, and it made me more confident in myself and my ability. I was also learning new skills in a social, like, enjoyable environment. I think that when I went into placement last year, for my HNC, I was in placement 2 days a week for a full year, and I was working with the primary ones very closely, and that's the same class I was in for the full year. And during their PE time, they were participating in dance. However, a specialist did not come into the school, it was just taken by the class teacher. And the class teacher came to me and asked me for like some ideas about what I had been learning. And I think she noticed quite a way that I was confident in dance, and she helped me lead the dance activities. We worked in partnership together, and I was able to plan activities with the children for the gym hall, and they really enjoyed it. I personally loved leading the class and working with the children on a creative level. I enjoyed not just using my own ideas but incorporating their ideas into the piece of work. The children really responded to this, and they showed excitement while coming to the class and were wanting to know more. I also used like popular music that they knew, and this made the class a bit more exciting. However, when teaching the dance class, it was imperative for me to remember what age they were in the stage of development. As they were only primary one, they were still developing their coordination and fine motor skills. So when we were warming up, it was very important that we didn't go and do any complex steps that they wouldn't really understand, because their health and safety was obviously at the heart of this type of experience. The best way to ensure that they are safe is to do a warm-up so they don't injure themselves, and we just done things like stretches and reaches, rolls, and this could be made more challenging depending on the type of children you were working with and their aging stage. But overall, dance has been a really big part of my life, and it's something I cannot wait to teach. It's a form of expression, and I love using that to communicate with others and expressing how I feel without using speech or text. And it's also the thought of giving a child the ability to express himself without using words, and let them find out things about themselves and how they are developing their own skills, and maybe find out something new about them, really excites me as a prospective teacher.